Bezdas from his book, we begin Perek Shlish of the third chapter in Rambam's Hilchos Shechem, the laws of neighbors in the Sefer Kinyan book of acquisitions. We will continue the theme of the previous parakim regarding the halacha of shutfin that are dividing. In this parak, we discuss regarding the dividing wall and the partition and how it applies to those who have watering rights. As Rambam gets halacha off regarding if the wall of the courtyard collapses. So, if the wall of the courtyard that separates between the two partners, shenafel, that collapses. So yesh l'chol echad mishneim. So each one of the two could be lochav al chaveri, could force his friend livnoisik to rebuild it. Ad goyva ad arba amos, until the height of dal amos, which was the original height we mentioned that is required by a chatz. And that is kedishli yir ze'ezeh. So each one should not see the other one when he's doing his private stuff in his courtyard. Avol yosel arba amos, but for more than four amos, ein mechayv noisik. We don't force the other one, even if originally the wall that collapsed was more than four amos. Now rotza echad b'gbia koysel yisol arba amos. Let's say one of them wants to, and he elevates the wall more than dal amos. Let's say it's what it used to be. In bocha ve'roi v'on the koysel echad gavoy kenegel koysel b'neiim. So although we don't require the other one to do more than dal amos because that's the minimum, but if the other one who is not willing to build it taller, he then subsequently goes ahead and makes another wall with that same height opposite the wall that's between them, then we do force him to give his portion by with the height that at least is opposite the height of how much he made his opposing wall. Kate said, how says Ram illustrates. Let's say, one of them built the wall between them. He made it 10 amas high. Only had to be 4, he made it 10. But then his friend, the guy who's not willing to go more than 4 amas, which he doesn't have to, he comes along, and he builds another complementary wall, either opposite it or on the side of it, diagonally. Meaning perpendicularly, less lebais because he's making a house, and he's utilizing that dividing wall. Vigbiha koisel achar sheish amos, and he makes this other wall a height of 6 amos. Mechayven eshelit nchelke b'shti amos shemaisav al 4 amos. So we force him to give from his portion that he's adding on 2 amos to the minimum 4. Why? I only have to give 4 amos. No, shaydim nidim emaisav shuroitzav him, because it's evident from his action that he's making a complementary wall, not 4 amos, of 6 amos. We're getting another wall, not just 4 amos of 6, because he's adding another 2 from what he wants it for. V'chein sotim chokeh b'resh ha'kodesh ha'benem. Sotim, let's say he makes holes in the top of the wall that's between them, mokum, area, lanich b'akodesh, to put beams that he's using from the dividing wall for his own house that he's building. Or shabona olov, let's say he built on top of the wall a large beam, shakodesh neshonala, that the beams of his house are going to lean on that. Mechayv noislit nchelke b'shesh amas kulon shayzav chaber, l'amas, then we obligate him to give him his portion in the entire 6 amas that his friend added on to the 4 amas, because he made it 10 and 10 instead of 4. Avvish lebona kol ha'kodesh, even if he didn't build the whole wall. Shodegila daita shodeoitze b'chal ha'goyv ha'zeh, because he already revealed his intention that he wants the entire height, because he's utilizing it to build a complementary wall that's opposite it to make his own house. Regarding one of the partners, Shabban HaKoisel, that he built the wall, Shemav Dabinoi Ben Chaveroi, that was between him and his friend Adar Amos, but up until the height of 4 Amos. Now, but Tovah Chaver, so now he's petitioning his friend, Lidin Chalkabatzot, to give his portion of the expenses, because both of them have to give at least the height of 4 Amos, which is what he made. He made the minimum. Vaman, the other guy says, Nesat Chalke, I gave my portion. Harez Becheska Shenosin, so there is a presumption that he did give, and the reason for that is because everyone knows that you have to build a near 4 Amos, and we could say that, therefore, it makes sense that he gave his portion. So he could swear a binnik oath that he gave in these examples. Until the petitioner brings proof that he didn't give it. But if let's say he's petitioning him to give his portion with the expenses of the rest of the height, which was added on more than dalet amos. Now why does he have to give more than dalet amos? Because like we said, he either made another wall near it or opposite it. And then he's saying, well, I give even that part that's even more than dalet amos. No. There in him, there he's not believed, because we tell him, how do you know to pay that before you had a court case? Because most people think he only has to give the minimum of 4. He doesn't realize that he's going to be obligated because of the more. So when he's saying he gave, we don't believe him. It's rather the petitioner, the other one, swears by holding a holy object, that he did not give him and take from him, like all those who swear and they take, which is an exception to the rule. Until the one who's being petitioned brings proof that he gave it, until then we presume that he actually did not give it. Halacha Gimel continues with regarding when we're saying one guy's doing and the other one's not. What happens if he surrounds him from different sides? So let's say this guy had a ruin amongst all his friends' ruins. Now, this guy, the other guy, is very into protecting his properties. He builds one wall, two walls, three walls, because he's going around his own ruins, and this guy happens to have a ruin like in the middle of his ruins. Achanimtsis, until it comes out, Churbazu, that this guy's ruin, is Mishol Shur Chesed Gedura, is fenced in from three sides. He still does not have to give any of the expenses that this guy did that surrounded my three sides. Shadalahoyla, because he didn't help him at all. Because his ruin is still open, at least to the public domain, as it was on the fourth side. So the fact that he surrounded me on three sides doesn't help. There's still a place for someone to come in. Now, the figure of a different God, if he goes now, he fences off the fourth side. Until it comes out that now his ruin is protected, it's fenced on all four sides. Then we devolve on him all the expenses. So now he has to give half the expenses that this guy used and spent on all four sides, at least until the height of Dalet Amos. As long as now that the area of the wall is above them, because he's giving now half the expenses. But if let's say the wall that this guy built was a bechalkebana, he built on his own portion, then Yerali says the Rambam appears to me she'im magang lov el davamut, and we only devolve on that other person only a little bit that he has to share in the expenses. Like the judges he fit, because he cannot utilize the area of the walls because on the other guy's property. So then you can't expect me to pay you 50% when I'm not even getting to use the wall. Same thing is, let's say if the one who was fenced in by the other guy doing three walls, he goes and he makes the fourth wall, he's revealing his intention that he wants to be surrounded, and because he's like, okay, great, I'll just make the fourth wall. And now now he has to give half the expenses of the other three walls. If the, like we said in the previous halacha, if at least the walls were shared by the two of them, anything similar like that. Halacha hey continues regarding this halacha of Hezek Re'iyah, which we spoke about in the previous parak, which is this damages them, why we have to have a division, because we see what's going on, which is considered damage, and you have to prevent damages, how it applies to the area of a roof. V'chein, shnei batim zebetzadzeh. So we have two homes, one on side of the other one. V'hoi gagagayim asun ladir. Now their roofs were meant for dwelling purposes, meaning they were flat roofs, not slanty, and therefore people utilize their roofs for their utility. Even if these two homes are on two opposite sides of the public domain, and people in walking the street could also see, doesn't make a difference. He has to make a wall for the half of his roof that he lives on. He has to make a roof for the other half of the roof that he's on. And these have to be positioned, they have to be on opposite sides, and a little bit more, so that they don't see each other, because each one is blocked by the other one's wall. It is half and a little bit more. Now, the question is, even the people of the street see him, what does it help? He has half of it open, people in the street are seeing, half are seeing him, although they don't see each other, doesn't make a difference. Each one can tell his friend, those people in the street only see me during the daytime, when I'm standing on my roof. You see me at all times. I'm coming out at 11 o'clock at night. There you are, making a barbecue, and you're looking at me. So therefore, even on the roof, each one could force the other one to have these makas, these walls on the roof, to separate. Now, let's say you have a roof near someone else's courtyard. Then, in that case, the one of the roof, he's considered more harmful for the owner of the courtyard, because the courtyard, that's where people always do utilities. A roof is once in a while. So he has to make a maka, a wall on his roof, that's gevaya arba amas, that's 4 amas high. That's his responsibility, that he shouldn't be damaging the one in the courtyard. Of ben gag legag mishahar gagan, but between a roof and another roof, from the other roofs, in the zakal arba amas, does not have to be a height of 4 amas. She'im b'nei adam darma gag is, again, because people don't live on roofs. L'fikach im b'gag is hezekriya, so therefore there's no damages of hezekriya on the roofs. But what you have to do is, you have to make a partition between the two roofs, a height of 10 tvachim, simply to go ahead, meaning, that's what we're saying, that's the difference. We're saying, if it's a gag, asun ladiro, so then it does have this halacha, like we said, you have to make a maka, that's going to be a height of separating between these two people. But as we're saying here, a regular roof is not utilized so much, but you still would have to make a partition that's 10 tefachim high, so that you could just tell if someone's coming from one roof, like, did you go over the line? Here it's like, at least it's somewhat of a partition that you could tell if someone's going into someone else's property. If there's two courtyards, one higher than the other one, lo yema elyon, the higher courtyard cannot say, okay, look, I'm going to build the area that's my height and higher, and you got to do what's beneath. No, both of them have to build from the bottom going up. But the upper one, he has to build himself on the upper area so that he does not cause damage with his looking on the bottom one, which is something unique to him because he has the higher vantage point. Now, if his courtyard was higher than the roof of his friend, where the owner of the court is not damaging by looking by the roof, because people don't usually spend so much time on the roof, then in alien cloud, then the upper one does not have to address the low one at all. He has no responsibilities towards the lower guy's roof. Low guy's roof has a responsibility to the upper guy's courtyard. Halachas continues regarding if the wall of the garden fell into the garden. So Mishay Kosli Samach Leginis Chavede. Let's say someone had his wall near his friend's garden and it fell into the garden. So Kevin this Levan is we force him to clear out the stones that fell into the other guy's garden. Amale, let's say he tells the guy of the garden, look, it came to you, but it's yours, you can keep the stones. We don't listen to him because you can't force his friend to acquire stones that he doesn't want. Now, but let's say the owner of the courtyard's like of the garden is like, yeah, you know what, I'll use the stones. Amale says, hen yes. So in Pinaisen, if he clears out the stones in front of the owners, which it's a clear proof that he actually wants to acquire it, Kana, he acquires it, Vanyo Chalazbay. Now the owner of the wall cannot back out. Fulfill Amma, and even if he subsequently says, look, look, here's the expenses, Ve'et Lavana, and give me back, I'll take back my stones, in Shemla, we don't listen to him. Avlim Le'pina, but if the owner of the garden did not clear it out, Loi Kana has not acquired it, Shalai Amma Le'el Etchayza, because the owner of the wall really wants it, he just was pushing him off, saying, look, you keep it, but really he wants it, so if he didn't acquire it, he gets to that the owner of the garden has not acquired it. He can still get his stones. Lochates continues with the rights and partnerships in watering fields and then spilling out wastewater. So five gardens that get water from one spring. From the skalkal mine, and now something damaging happened in the spring. So kula mesakna simeliana. All of the fields that are downstream from this stream, they all have to fix together with the upper field, with the upper garden, because if there's no water in the upper one, it's never going to come down to the lower ones. So then, it comes out hatachtoin mesakna sim kulan. The lowest garden has to fix with all of them along that whole trail mesakna lasma. But when it comes to herself, she has to fix it for herself. The upper ones are not helping because they don't care what goes downstream as long as they get on their part of the stream before it gets to the last one. Verishaina, now in contrast that with the first garden that's the closest to the stream, he doesn't fix anything with the second one that's after him already, but sure enough, from the second one and lower down. V'chein, so too in the reverse, is chamesh chatzeres, five quarters, that their wastewater goes out with the same piping. And the pipe gets ruined. So kul masaknas imatachtein, they all have to fix with the lowest one. Because here's the opposite, because they all want that the water should go out without anything getting in the way, which obviously that's coming out on the bottom. So that for sure has to work out. Now, Ninsis comes at Hel Yoin Mesakes Am Kulin. The upper one has to fix with all of them till it gets out in the bottom. Mesakes Asma, but when it comes to herself, if there's some problem on the higher up, the beginning of the pipe, only she has to, no one's going to help her out. That's only her problem. Whereas Vatakhtayna, the lowest one, in Mesakenes Mishnia, doesn't help with the second one behind it, but Limishnia Lamala, not from the second one and above, because I'm getting out my wastewater, I don't care what's earlier in the pipe. Halacha Yod, Bnei HaNor, people that live by the river, Mashkin al Seder, they water from the river, whichever one is first. Now, Rotz Echemem Liska, like if one of them wants to clog up the river, because Shiach Lamayim said the water should go around to him, the Yashkit Chil, and then he'll water first, Ba'achin Yeftach, and then open it up to go to the other ones. Whereas Va'achar, it's Lahashkitzchel, the other one wants that he should water first. So Kal Miskabazach, in this halacha we say whoever's stronger is going to win, because since this halacha was not clearly defined, this is what's known in Talmudic terminology of Kol Dom Gevar. Whoever's stronger wins. Ubar HaKarv L'Amin, now regarding a pit that's the closest to the canal, Mismal HaRishon, he gets to fill up first, Nidachar Sholem, because of the ways of peace, which is really the halacha of all these halachas, regarding the Dina Kedima, is the rabbis just wanted that there should be some type of order, not chaos, so they made it. So because of ways of peace, we do that. And therefore, the pit that's here, that's by the canal, he's going to get the rights first for the water.